How big a deal are these games? I mean, it's kind of an obvious question, but I'm not sure how much of what you guys do, even now, can really translate to a game.
So well, they're big from the standpoint of personnel, you know, especially I think in a situation like we have, you know, right now in the backfield with having so many different guys. I mean, all the things you do in practice, you know, are important. You know, OTAs, I mean, you're basically practicing in just helmet. I mean, this is the time that, you know, guys' skill set can really be defined and give you a better chance to know where you're at. So, I mean, from that standpoint, personnel standpoint, very important.
Do you have a good feel for what you have with all those rookies, a really good feel? I mean, I guess where are you in that?
I have a good feel for them, and I think that, you know, they'll get better, you know, as time goes on, especially within these last few weeks. I think they just got to get a real good taste of the speed of the game. I think they've been adjusting pretty good to that. I mean, watching the tape and, you know, reiterating to them what they need to improve on and certain, skill sets that they may lack that are there. But really, it's all about getting used to the speed of the game for those guys.
I'm sure you want to get those rookies a lot of work, but how much do you need to give Montgomery? He's not, you know, he's only in his second year as a running back.
Yeah, I mean, he still needs to, you know, because I think he's doing a good job in terms of his transition. Now that he's been in it, you know, for, you know, OTAs and that second half of the season and the way he prepared himself in the offseason in preparing like a running back. I mean, he looks like he's been playing there for since the day he stepped, you know, foot on the field here, you know, which obviously I wasn't here his rookie year. But everything that I'm seeing with him, I mean, and all other running backs that I've coached, I mean, he's looking like a running back, you know, and I think that's how he goes about his business. So he still needs more work. I think the more and more you play the position, the more and more you get used to building the awareness from that position, it's going to help him. But, you know, I feel pretty confident that he's 100% a running back.
I think he's put the ball on the ground a couple times in camp so far. How's his ball security?
Who's that?
Ty. I think he's got two fumbles in team reps so far in camp. How's his ball security shifting from receiver to running back?
I think it's pretty good. I mean, one was, you know, he dropped a pitch, you know, on a toss where he just took his eyes off the ball before he went to go make a move, you know. So, I mean, so that sometimes that happens. I can't even remember with the other one. But I feel pretty good about his ball security. He's pretty strong. You know, he's got a pretty strong upper body. I think last year, I think he had just the one fumble against Dallas. And then you look at how many times he carried the ball since then. He was pretty solid. You know, it's something that, you know, you always worry about, even if a guy has, you know, has one fumble and 300 carries, you still worry about it, you know, especially as a position coach. But I feel pretty confident that he can hold on to the ball pretty good.
What about Rutkowski? I mean, he doesn't have a lot of carries in his history, whether it's here or in college. And, I mean, I don't know what happened the other night, if he even had the ball, but is there any concern there?
Not like I just mentioned, it's always a concern, but not that much. Obviously, for him, his only fumble last year came in a critical game that, you know, that people are going to remember. And it was just, I mean, even that play, I mean, it was, I don't know if it was a freak play or if it was taught. I mean, he's going to, you know, wrap his other hand around the ball, and the guy from Atlanta grabbed his free hand, so he couldn't do that while the other guy ripped it out. So it was a great defensive play. Then even the one, the other, believe it or not, that fumble, and I always preach this in terms about his running backs, you always have to synchronize the run game with your aim point, with your steps. He simply took the wrong steps on that play, and he was too close to A-Rod on that play, and that was a result of the ball kind of like splashing on his chest. Where, you know, if he takes the right footwork for that play, as you saw, it was a check play. He'd have been right in line for a perfect handle. So it was more that than, you know, somebody ripping the ball out of Clyde with him, and now the ball's on the ground.
What type of benefit is the physical element that Carriage seems to bring to a lot of the lead blocking stuff that he does?
Oh, it's big for us. You know, I mean, obviously when you want to line up in two backs and, you know, you're going to have to pound, or, you know, you're going to be taking on linebackers. I mean, obviously, I mean, we all know this is the game has changed, you know, from those big hard-nosed fullbacks that just get in there and destroy people because the linebackers are bigger and it's going to be a big-time collision game. I mean, now it's so much about leverage and having the athleticism to put yourself in position. It's like I tell the running backs, you know, or the fullbacks, if you create a stalemate, as long as your guy doesn't make the tackle or do anything to prohibit the running back from hitting the hole, you won. So sometimes it might not look pretty. You may see a collision, and that's it, you know, and nobody goes anywhere. But if the running back, if that guy isn't making a play and he isn't prohibiting the running back from doing his job, that's a good block in this day and age.